night without my dick all up in her ass. So quick, so fast, I see the Twin Towers and I'm ready to crash. Walk around naked with your beautiful ass. Who the fuck told you how to move that fast? It took time to perfect the smoke by any note. Maybe you really don't need to drink the smoke. And just trying to position perfect your dick to bang on the G-spot to your face. I don't want to talk to you.
That wasn't the original song I was going to play.
That is hot, though. Man, hell yeah.
That totally was not the original song I was going to play. The other one I'll play at the end. But Corey kind of threw me off my roll because she played that song and then I wanted to hear it. All right.
I'd be sorry. Okay, is that one of you in the chat room, or is that a lovely guest? 1112. Wait, 1123.
That's not me because I'm not even in there. Hold on.
Is that you? Is that you, Ginger?
No, not me. I forgot to log in.
There we go. I'm in. Hey, I think we have a guest. Hi, guest. 1-1. Is that 3-1s or 2? 1-1-1-3-3. Okay.
Yes.
If you wanted to chat with us in the chat room, you'd have to sign in, so feel free to do so. I need to introduce us, don't I?
You do. That would probably be a very good thing. See, that is Snow White. I'm Dopey. That's Sleepy over there.
I'm horny. Okay.
Apple, the entrance.
I am Snow White, actually, surprisingly enough. I'm Snow White, and I sound tons better than I did last time I was on the show. Which was a week ago, yeah. It was really bad. I was horribly sick, but I sound so much better now. We also have Boss Lady, the head bitch in charge.
I am?
Yes, you are. Corey/Gamenatrix. Hi, ma'am.
Yay! Yay!
Yay!
That is so fake.
So that's the fake one is yay.
Yay! Hello, guest 11217.
Hello, 1127.
Yeah, 11217. What is wrong with you guys in the one?
I don't know. It kind of blurred together. It was really hard. Oh, we also have the third counterpart that makes up our trifecta of estrogen. I love that. I don't know why I like that saying. The estrogen trifecta. I just like that. The estrogen trifecta, our third piece to the puzzle, our third triangle in our triforce. That would be Miss Ginger Rocks. Hi, ma'am.
Yay!
How come I didn't get applause when I introduced myself?
Because I forgot all about the applause. I just happened to look at it. Okay, let's try this again. Let me introduce her.
And now, the one, the only, Snow White.
Yay!
Yay! I like these.
Even if they are something that we just hit a button on.
Snow White again, ladies!
All right. I think that's enough goofing around because I got a cough again. So I need to hurry up and do this. If you actually wanted to call in...
Man, I've coughed for you. Oh, my God.
That was weird. You're going to have to stop getting that.
Yeah.
I'll try to stop sending off that wave. Like, if you actually wanted to call in and chat with us, which I encourage you to do because we like to chat, the number is 347-215-7977. But remember, that this is... You know what? I never said what the show was. Hey... This is actually Pixanista, so if you do call in, you'll be talking to the estrogen trifecta of
yes.
Pixel fashionistas. That's where we got the word Pixanista from. You see what we did there? Pixel fashionista. So you will actually talk about fashion if you wanted to call in. And tonight's show, I believe we are focusing on vampire fashion in Second Life, right?
Yes, I believe so. Yes. We might venture a little bit out, just a little bit.
Okay, just a little bit out, but we'll probably be focusing on Second Life because that's where we spend the majority of our time, oddly enough. And I spend the majority of my time there now.
You are logged in this second. I see you.
I am logged in this second, actually.
I see you. I see you, bitch. I see you.
Yeah, Star Wars used to steal me, and it still does steal me every now and then, but now I have a very good reason for being in Second Life.
Oh,
I know.
God, I got nauseous all of a sudden. Did you feel that, Ginger?
That is so cute. It's so cute. Do we get to call her collar girl now?
No, she's she's anklet with the ball on it. The ball and chain. That's
kind of
hot.
Oh my God. Actually, that'd be kind of hot because you couldn't move and.
Oh Lord.
Okay.
This is not that show.
This is the wrong show. That's Thursday. This is fashion. All right.
Well, before we do fashion, I did want to throw a little bit of news in there because we were just saying this morning about our new Kickstarter project where we want to bring you a 24-hour, 24/7 network, not just news, but shows like this one and news. But, of course, we'd have some late-breaking news, which is that 25 people from Anonymous have been arrested, and you'll have to listen in the morning to hear the rest of the story.
Aha! That was a little tease for you because Corey's a tease. I know that.
I am.
She is a tease.
I am. I do not deny it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I would call her a cock tease, but I don't have a cock, so I wouldn't know that.
Lord,
oh my God.
Yeah.
What do I do? Why? Why do
a vagina tease?
I think she's a cunt tease.
Oh, they just say it because they can on the night show. You want to
know that, right? Yeah, I really do. I like that word. I think it's a good word. It's cunt. It's a good word.
Earlier today, that was so nice. I was like, you can't fix cunt.
I know. I seize me a skin and some hair I'm going to buy for me after the show is over. It's a group gift.
Then you're not buying it, are you? If it's
it's one linden.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I'll send you a linden.
I'm going when I get in. What you mean? I don't need your linden. I got some.
Fine. See if I ever buy you silks again.
Wait a minute. This is just the skin. I mean, it's just the shape.
Do you want to tell us where this is? Since we're actually talking about fashion, because you know we're kicking on with the show.
It's not vampire fashion. It's not even worth mentioning. And it turns out that it's just the shape. Why do they do that? Oh, I'm sorry, shape and skin. But I want the hair. I could care less about the rest of it.
I don't know. For the most part, for vampire fashion, I want to walk around and smack most of y'all. What are you thinking?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Wait now. First, we have to talk about the realms. Wait a minute. We got three different vampire type Sims running in Second Life now. Do y'all know that? Not just
we had
the main one.
Three. Or you? Oh, you mean types? Not.
Yeah.
Okay.
The meters and everything. Which is it? God, why can't I think of the name of it? I can see the. You all know the one. You have to eat the apples, the necklace, the garlic, the business.
Oh,
what?
Bloodlines. Bloodlines.
Bloodlines?
That was the one that you and I were actually playing for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I won't say playing because
play
it's more of a...
Game.
Yeah. People, if you're going to get into Second Life, somebody offers to bite you, say hell no. Don't do it. Run the other direction. It's a pyramid scheme.
It's not necessarily. Some people do actually role play. They're just hard to find is the problem. So don't be afraid of everybody. Unless you want to be a vampire, how do you tell the good ones from the bad ones is the good ones will say, I'm going to buy you, what you need, instead of telling you, here, I'm going to bite you. Now you're in trouble. Oh, yeah, I'm going to bite you. Never mind. I don't have nothing to say. Ginger, calm down.
I'm breathing.
Are you taking those things again?
I am totally.
I'm totally taking those things again. Can you tell?
You're not allowed to have those anymore. They make you feisty.
We have to calm her down. You know what I'm picturing in my head? I have to actually physically push Ginger down in the jungle.
Seriously, there
ooh,
is a guy.
Ooh, that's
kind of
hot, though.
I know, right? There's a guy at one of the clubs I hang out. And thankfully for a vampire, he's actually kind of fucking hot. He wears mesh all the time, and I am so in love. Anyways, but seriously, no, I don't want to be bit. I have my garlic on. Stop!
Now, okay, I can't think of the name of the other one. They're relatively new. Wow, I can't think of the name of it, and I just had it open, and I have lost it. Where did it go?
I don't know. I know that they have True Blood Sims. I know that. But
they don't have
meters, do they? They're more just RP.
Yeah, they're just RP.
And I still want to go there. I haven't been there.
There's two of them. One's bad, one's very crowded all the time.
For those of you that don't know what a meter is, that is something that you, and I don't know why you wouldn't know this and you play games, but just in case.
well, it's not the same. It's not the same. Remember, it's not called the same thing.
It's like a health bar, basically. It's like your stats and stuff for your character.
Your GUI that you'd have in WoW, you know, that shows all your weapons and how much health you have. But it's in Second Life, it's called a meter. And you can actually take it on and off, unlike you can in WoW.
Right.
You can decide, I don't want to play no more. I think I just want to be shopping for shoes. And you just take it off, and nobody's bothering you anymore.
And nobody can come gank you, so.
Yeah.
There's a new one out there, apparently, and I don't know the name of it.
That's what I can actually be bit.
Was that the one you're talking about?
Bitten.
Yeah. You can be bitten without knowing about it.
What?
It won't ask you anything.
I don't know if it's that one. I know the other one I was playing, the Victorian one, I can't also think of the name of that. We've been talking about it for a while. I'm having some memory issues today, okay? There's a story about it up on our that must be the person. Is that the person in the room? Oh, Lord. She went off on the high register with the giggle.
Hello, Mr. No, thank you. How are you doing?
Good gosh. You should invite him to come to the Thursday night show when we were actually talking about stuff the guys like. But anyway.
Oh, no, he probably will be.
Yeah.
Well, did he actually make a voice change?
What? No. My voice did not change. He's actually a fan.
Yes. Your voice went all softer.
Yes, it did. He probably will.
What the hell is that?
My gosh, I'm blushing now. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. As well, you should be. Okay, so okay. Assuming we ever figure out what the meters are, but if you're interested, if you go in Second Life, you type in vampires, and then you're good. You can find all the vampire sims. Just be aware some require a meter. Bloodlines, yes. I concur with Ginger. It is, for the most part, a pyramid scheme. Just don't let anybody invite you. Make sure you find somebody and say, hey, look, are you actually looking for somebody to roleplay with, or you just want a bite to get my soul? And you could trick them. Say, I just want you to take my soul. And if they say, okay, be like, uh-huh, I know that's what you wanted. And then you leave. So, but I think we're going to get on to the fashions here. Are we ready? Are y'all ready?
Yes. I'm totally
back
ready.
Let me throw the sticky grenade out. The sticky grenade is Ginger. Okay, go. Back up, Snow.
I'm backing up.
And I'm all muted. There we go, because I was drinking.
Oh, no, you
guys,
know what?
You vampires, y'all wear leather all the
hold on.
Time.
Hold on.
Leather and everything. Leather.
Let me make a joke.
Okay.
Okay, when you said sticky grenade, this is only funny to me. I don't know why. When you, my character in Star Wars, my commando, throws these grenades at people, and they land on them, and then they just start freaking out. I mean, it's just so funny. Every time I do it, I'm giggling because it's just hilarious. They're, like, trying to rub at their body to get the sticky grenade off when all they had to do was just, like, boop, you know.
Well, see, that's why people love sticky grenades so much when they're in Halo. I personally love them because when they blow up, all their stuff comes off. Like, all the weapons they have on just fly up in the air. See, I'm seeing it in my head, and I'm trying not to laugh now. That's the only reason I ever want to play Halo is I like stick. I'm good at the sticky grenades, or I told y'all what I do. I put it on myself. I lean down and put it on my own foot, and then I dive into people. And you see this big pile of bodies and weapons flying.
Okay. All right, Ginger, you're up. I'm done.
Okay, back up. Throw it. Let me throw it again. Boom. Back up.
And the long black hair, the long flexi black hair that goes
with
through
the bad
your body.
Texture that looks like an oil slick.
Yes. And the white, pale, chalky skins. They're not even pretty. They're ugly. And you all wear these horrible, ugly tattoos, these cheap tattoos that are everywhere, and everybody has them. And it looks like somebody just took a crayon and colored all over you.
Ooh, she's hot. She's mad.
She is pissed.
And then you wear the noob eyes.
What is that?
Oof. I hate it. I hate them. It.
Okay, I have to say, I have a gripe, too, when it comes to vampire fashion. Actually, fuck that. Any fashion at all. This is one of my gripes. When you have a skin, okay, and the skin is beautiful, I mean, it's gorgeous until you look at the mouth and it has teeth showing.
Well, see, that's the beauty of having a meter.
You're not listening to me. I'm not talking about the attachment fangs. What I'm talking about is the teeth that looks like they're drawn onto the skin.
They
it
are.
Never looks right. It looks like you have buck teeth. It is not attractive. Okay? And then you have these, for the vampires, they have vampire fangs drawn onto the skin. That is not attractive. It looks like you have fake plastic teeth plastered to your face.
I keep mine on invisible until I'm actually ready to do business.
Which is what a vampire would do.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. And that was one of the things when you played with the clan that I was in, at least they taught you how to edit your teeth. So only your fangs are showing, not the stupid buck teeth.
No, I can't. They didn't need to show me anything. It's real easy. Once you put them on, you just click the button and tell them to turn off. Everything is on the meter. That's a, now, y'all know what their problem is. You have some people who I can't even say they watch vampire movies. They just wanted to play. And they didn't want to read. They didn't do any research. And I know it's supposed to be all about your own fun, but if you're going into somebody else's realm, just out of courtesy, you should play the way they're supposed to.
Right.
Like Crossroads is another place that's famous, you know, with vampires, and they have their own meter as well, but it has none of the teeth showing things. But I think my biggest gripe is there is people get confused about what Victorian is.
Yes.
Okay.
Victorian. Oh my God. Yes.
Yes.
So you'll see girls walking around, and they have on these straps and buckled pants. This is – I'm going to give the girls a link, or I'll pop it into the chat room, actually. But if you're not –
we have a guest. Ha-ha.
We do have a guest. This is one of the stores in Second Life I frequent quite often because they have some of the best vampire fashion, but other people frequent it and then go to a sim where the fashion does not fit in. If you're playing on the Bloodline sim itself, which nobody uses, and it's beautiful. You guys ever been down to the bottom of the actual Bloodline sim?
I refuse to have anything to do with
that,
fucking Bloodline.
I go to the Bloodline sim mainly just to troll when...
No, I mean, not the bridge that goes to the stores, but there's actually a sim below it
yeah.
that is beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, I've actually gotten lost in the maze.
Yeah, it's gorgeous, but nobody goes down there because the Bloodlines people are kind of like absentee landlords. They just kind of turn you loose in there and say go. If they actually started coming in and running events, they'd probably be not – people. They would not get such a bad rep. But this people will buy these here clothes that are clearly for the Bloodline sim if you're going to be playing a vampire, a modern-type vampire. This is what this particular clothing is for, and they'll go over to Crossroads. And if there's somebody there, you know, a moderator who starts saying, look, you're not supposed to be wearing this. This is stupid. Why can't I wear this? Because nobody would be wearing plaid miniskirts in Victorian times with rips in the pantyhose.
It trips me out, okay, because they come down there wearing these hideous-looking prom dresses. That's not Victorian wear.
Nope.
I'm talking like the prom dresses that have the... the cleavage going down to your belly button, you know, the slit all the way up to your hip. That is not Victorian. That is sluttish. Okay?
Exactly.
That's something Ginger would wear to the
Hey! Actually, I just found an outfit for Ginger. I'm going to paste in the chat room.
Oh,
you know?
Lord.
Actually, if y'all saw what I was wearing right now, y'all would totally go, oh, my God, slut.
No, we wouldn't call you slut. That's just Ginger. That's just Ginger. It's not even slutty. It's just Ginger. Okay. I'm going to put this in the chat room.
No.
Okay. Yeah, that's Ginger right there, through and through. Y'all take a look at that. Tell me that's not Ginger.
I'm going to have
to. oh, my God. ADN stuff? No. No.
Yeah, look at the tape on the boobs.
Yeah, it's got tape on the boobs.
That is totally Ginger.
Yeah.
She would so have her ass hanging out like that, and she would have tape on the boobs. And nothing else. And she'll be like, but I'm covered.
I think she has those ears, too. Don't you have those ears?
It's true, though. I would be covered.
Don't you have those ears that she's wearing? I think I have a picture of you with them ears.
I probably do.
Yeah, you do. Now, I wish I could remember the name of the sim that I'm playing in, which they do have a meter. They're probably the most intricate, detailed as far as their role play, as far as their meter, as far as enforcing dress. And I know they're like, I came in, I did all this excellent role play, and I haven't been back, but I've been busy. But they are – what is the name of that? I took you guys there. You know what I'm talking about.
What? You took me? Oh, yes, you did. Land of Vampires?
Huh?
No, it's not Land of Vampires. It's called Land of something, but it's not Vampires. Because they're the ones that have the three sims. They own Blood and Sand, and I don't know. And one of their classes is you can be a Lestat, Lestatite or something like that. I wish I could remember the name. You'll probably have to
listen
to
it. Oh, wait. Was that the one you told me about?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. What is that called?
Yeah, nobody can remember.
I went down there like 3 times and no one even talked to me. Even if I emoted to a couple people and they just kind of wandered off.
They are like, okay. they are hardest of hardcore. You have to keep trying.
They are not hardcore. I saw some of their RP.
No, girl.
I could RP things around those motherfuckers.
Then you ran across the wrong people. Did you go into the little bar there?
Yes.
Which bar? There's three, because that sim is huge.
Girl, I don't even remember. All I know is I walked in and I put out an emote that was kind of half-assed. It wasn't even my best attempt, and it was 100 times better than anything I saw. It was just ridiculous.
You have a couple people roaming around that were outside, I think I ran across, that were terrible, but inside this particular bar, it's the Demon Bar. There was 3 people when I came in, and they were very hardcore. I was like, man, I got to pull out my thesaurus. Okay, how many ways can I say foot? Okay. So how many ways can I say this? And they would not say anything until, you know, I just kept acting like I was just sitting there and I didn't care if they were there. And then they started interacting with me. They noticed, because once they see that you can actually hold your own with them, then they talk to you. But there's a couple that I went outside that were lacking. You can see the chat that's going on outside.
Right.
So I was like, ew, them out there not so good. But you have to go in at a certain time. I think most of them are not, they're not even American. But they are very strict about the dress code. You know, you cannot come in saying you're Victorian and you don't have on the proper dress.
And steampunk, while it is sort of Victorian, it's not Victorian, people. Stop it.
No. They go so far in this sim as if you show up and you're saying, okay, I'm human, and you have on some of the things that ADN designs, they will actually role play putting you in jail. And I think they actually have the ability to put you in jail if you're wearing the meter. Meaning, you know, you're standing there 1 minute and bam, you're in a cage, cross the sim. Okay, and then you get the message, dear bitch, you did not wear the proper attire. When you
really? Does it say dear bitch?
No, I wish it did.
That would be awesome.
Dear tramp slut whore, you don't have the right clothes. Don't come back till you do, or you will be in this cage. Darling.
Now, see, this is where I have an issue with a lot of Sims. If it's an RP Sim and someone comes and they're not dressed correctly, I would prefer that they handle that in an in-character fashion, meaning they handle it via RP. If you see someone come in and they're dressed like a slut and they're not supposed to be dressed like a slut, treat them like a slut. Take them aside. Arrest them. Do what you got to do. But make a point to them that this is not the correct thing to wear. Handling it out of character, while it might be appropriate in some situations where maybe if the person has been approached in character and still doesn't adjust their behavior or their clothing attire, then going out of character is appropriate. But I would rather see things handled completely in an in-character fashion. That's just how – maybe it's just my hardcore RP self. I don't know.
Well, it makes sense.
Yeah. 6A, my role play is a lot looser, and I play in a updated place, so I don't play where I have to worry about that. As long as you're not furry and you're not a kid, you're allowed.
Well, Ginger, is that really role play?
Yeah. Watching some pregnant chick run her car off the bridge the other day, that was kind of funny.
That was mean, actually.
It was amusing.
Do I want to know why it's funny?
I don't even...
She wasn't watching or something. No, the brakes went out on her car. That's what it was. And she was hanging over the bridge. To me, at least.
Is this the family one with the people having the babies?
No.
Okay, because I wanted to know, because I know they have that whole community.
City of Concord. It's urban role play.
See, that's one of the other ones. Yeah, you are over there. What's the name of the other one, the third one? City of Concord is the second one. There's Blood and Sand, I think City of Concord, and then there's another one.
Wait a minute, Blood and Sand?
Blood and Sand is one.
Isn't that a Roman sim? I was involved with Blood of Sand.
No, Kingdom of Sand. Kingdom of Sand is what you're thinking of. KOS, Kingdom of
Sand. Yeah, because Blood of Sand was
I didn't say Blood of. I said Blood and. Blood.
That's what I said, Blood and Sand. I have a cold. I sound funny.
KOS is linked in with that vampire one that you went to.
Yeah, you're thinking of the wrong sim.
There's a future one that they have as well that I cannot find, but it is on their website. So if somebody, if you have a landmark, send that damn thing to me. Ginger, go star.
I don't know. I can't remember. And I got it somewhere here. Why don't I have it bookmarked? People suck.
I only suck if you're nice.
You know what? We don't need you showing off. Thank you very much.
I'm not. How many times have I said that on this show?
He already knows you suck.
Yes. How many times?
We didn't need you to publicize it. You already
see times have I said this? How many times have I said that on this show before?
Did I not say you? Yeah. I am so not a slut.
You are a slut.
That is my fuck me dress, I'm mad at you partnered person. Yeah.
What?
Are you fighting again?
Again. I've been all over the grid in that dress. I have collected a whole harem of men following me with that dress. Yeah.
Anyway, back to fashion. Okay.
I tried to raise y'all right, and it just doesn't work. I don't know what to do. Somebody help me. My girl's been gone awry.
What if I don't want to be raised right?
My thing, there's another thing about vampires in Second Life that just irk my nerves. If you're on a sim where vampires are supposed to be secretive and supposed to be, you know, kind of undercover, and I think I have to sneeze, so if I go silent really quickly, I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you.
If you're on a sim where vampires are supposed to be secretive and supposed to be, supposed to be secretive and supposed to be very, you know, on the down low, then don't walk around with your fangs out and your deathly pale skin.
Yes.
Your whole gothic attire and be like, blah, blah, I want to suck your blood, blah. No, don't do crap like that. If try to fit the theme of the sim. Wear something, you know, that looks like it fits in. If you're supposed to be like in a futuristic urban environment, wear something futuristically urban. If you're supposed to be in Victorian, wear something that normal Victorian people would wear. You don't have to wear black all the time. Just because you're a vampire doesn't mean you have to wear black all the time, okay?
Yes.
I mean, check out Lestat and Louis back in Interview with the Vampire. You know, they lived back in Victorian times, and they didn't wear black all the time. So fucking grow up and fit in with the theme of the sim.
Yes, thank you. You're supposed to be blending in. If we know that you're a vampire, we're going to stake you.
Yeah, and if you're totally breaking the immersion of the sim if you walk around, and especially with your fangs out. Really? Yes.
And apparently there is one vampire lichen sim that actually has a HUD that will force you, if you're lichen, like on the full moon, whatnot, well, I guess at night, you will turn into a lichen.
That's hot.
Okay, you need to find that for me because I may have to be playing with that.
Yes, yes. And vampires are weaker during the day or something like that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Look here. I'm going to need that link.
What link?
Yeah, what she's talking about.
I don't have it right now. I have to find it. A friend of mine plays. I'll ask.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, now I got a good list because I had lost my list. Fucking Firefox. Okay, so you got your Blood Mist. I think this is new. City of Los Angeles. One of you played there, didn't you?
I've messed around in City of Los Angeles.
I visited once, and then I was like, it's got a meter. I'm gone. I'm not much for meters.
We talked about this before. I like the meters when I'm role-playing with somebody who knows the proper way to do it. You know what I mean? You got your Crossroads, which I mentioned. Vamp's Nest, I've never seen that one before. Anybody seen
that one? That one I want to say is new. I've been hearing about it, but no, I've not been there.
Is it
and
good?
Then there's,
Infernal
on the Wall.
Wait a minute, I got a whole list here. Infernal Vile. This one looks more Victorian. I like their picture with the church and the cross. Very nice. You got Damnation, which looks to be more modern. Demonic Inferno, Genesis Order Horde. Anybody? I haven't seen some of these. Wow. Vampire Empire.
That one, I want to say you and I checked out back when we were in Bloodlines, and that one, or was that Vampire Mafia?
Yeah, Vampire Mafia is the next one, and that's the one we checked out. There is those people, Vampire Mafia, they're always in one spot, but you can't figure out where they are, if they're above or below you. So
yes, well, there's a club that they always hang out in.
Yeah, but you can't find it. This is where I got into an argument with somebody about having bad level design. I was like, you can't find where the hell all the people are. Where are you? Delestra Quest is one. There is one called Land of Vampires. I saw Ray Ginger. I was like, I don't think that's a good thing to do. I don't know about that one.
I don't know. I'm trying to think what the one with the wall is. It's something the wall.
Le Sang Lune.
I have seen that name, but I've not been there.
They said it's a vampire, wolf, and human. Looks more like a club than it is a sim.
Okay.
Progeny, Vampire Castle and Grounds, Venexia, that's what it is. Thank you. That's the one.
Yes, yes. And that's the one I made it to the gates, and I was like, I don't really feel like having to redo my wardrobe, so that's all right.
No, no, that is not what happened. She don't even remember. You got there, and you started looking at some mesh hair. Smart, I got to go buy this. That's what happened.
Bobby's still here.
She got to the gate. She's on her way down.
Speaking of mesh hair, have you guys tried the mesh hair from Truth?
No. Yes, one of them.
Can you get it to work? I cannot get the entire thing to res on my head.
No, I ended up going with Maggie, and it only has the mesh add-on, and I refused to wear the add-on because it's horrible. Truth Hawks, I usually love your hair. Your hair is crap. Thanks.
Yeah, the mesh hair, it sucks. Every time I put on the mesh hair, it half of my scalp shows through, and I keep waiting for it to res the rest of the way, and it just never does. I don't know if it's just me or I'm doing something wrong or what. I don't know. But Truth Hawks, your mesh hair sucks balls, dude. You need to work on that.
That's what you want all the sucking.
It's what? True story, though.
It's true story.
is it Elektra? Elektra has some really nice mesh hair right now. Wasabi, of course. Oh, they've been putting out mesh hair at Wasabi like crazy. And I actually went and bought one that's a braid, and it was really pretty. And trying to think.
Oh, Wasabi? Yeah, Wasabi has. The only thing wrong with Wasabi Pills hair is it doesn't lay on the body like mesh is supposed to be. It's above the body, and no matter how I fix my body or adjust it, I made my boobs bigger, smaller, shoulders wider, thinner, more body fat, less body fat. It always was the same thing. It was not completely laying on my body, so I just gave up and whatever. I'll just wear it.
Something in the scripting, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Well. Anyway, so keep in mind, people, when you're getting dressed to go out and play vampire, you need a few things. Ironically, Venexia, I think, is more expensive to start up than Bloodlines. Maybe that's a deterrent. You guys think? I love how they get quiet. So I'm talking. I'm just going to sit here and talk. Nobody's going
to
say anything.
I was thinking. I'm trying to think, would it be a deterrent to newbies?
Yeah. Because they're trying to get money. You know how we usually talk it up here. You can earn money in Second Life. And they go, okay, you can earn money. And they get in and they try to figure out how and they can't.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Kingdom of Sand. I'm sorry. And Normal City.
Can you hear me now?
What popped up?
My Skype, it was, spinning, and, I was talking to y'all, and you're like, you're not talking.
That would explain why. Okay, so the two or three games that they run is Kingdom of Sand, Nomos, and Golgothica, and then, of course, there's Venexia. Oh, they got a couple more, Pathfinder, but that has nothing to do with vampires.
Isn't that a movie? I think I like that movie.
I have seen the movie, I've heard of the movie.
It's a good movie. I mean, it's kind of cheesy.
Yeah.
It's your basic gory action movie with a love story twist, but I like it.
Well, I'm not so much into gory movies. I'm a big baby. You don't like zombies? I don't like gory movies.
Well, it's not so it is kind of gory.
I think both of you are wimps. Okay. when the zombie apocalypse comes, you can't stand there and say, ooh, you're gross. They're going to bite you. You all know how this works.
I know. Don't worry. I'll be shaking some zombies and cutting off heads and shit, but... I don't want to play games with them right now.
This is practice. You got to get ready. It's coming in December. No.
Trust me. I think I'll be okay.
No. No. I don't. And, it's hilarious. I mean, because y'all know what all I do in real life. I got animals. I'm not that adverse to blood. But, yeah, gory movies? No, I can't do it. I puke.
Ooh, what's up, wrong with y'all?
None of that. Oh, my God. No yawning.
I wasn't yawning.
You know what?
It's time to go. I don't know what she's yawning for. She ain't going to bed.
Okay, here's what
I probably won't be going to bed anytime
soon. By the way, now that I have gotten over to Venexia, I just would like to point out other things that I love. See, total immersion, the dress definitely helps, but their website's awesome. Apparently somebody stole something at the Dragon Tavern.
Ooh.
He stole something. His name is Ghost Code Resident, and he stole $2 worth of something. Wait a minute, let me see if I can get details.
Wait. $2 real-ass or something?
No,
and
no,
is he
no,
able
the money
to
in the game.
Like,
oh, No. I think their money translates to Linden's and then so on and so forth. But he apparently is going, he has to go to court. This is good. And it's all, you know, part of the meter. This is not something that you don't have to completely role play if you don't want to. But, of course, I'm sure the court case will be role played. But I like when the things work with what you're doing. And
right.
That's the problems with Bloodlines is that, like I said, they make their money and they don't really interact any other way. The people who own it, they don't talk to people. They don't come in and run events. They don't say, we're giving away 30,000 Lindens, you know, to the Lycan that does best and the vampires left stand, you know, none of that business. These here are come across to me as real developers. They have the clothing there if you're not sure what to buy. Weapons are there. Everything is there. So when you're ready to get started, I said clothing and weapons. Did I cut out?
Wait.
Yeah, you cut out big time.
No, but they have weapons. I don't remember any clothing.
Yeah, there's clothing, but it's very little in the way of clothing because I think they really don't want you to leave the. So it's right after you, the first room you're in, to the left.
I saw the stupid jewelry, but I don't remember clothing. But I'll have to look.
Yeah, it's right to the left. I'm gonna need for y'all not to be showing pictures of people giving birth all on the website. That's a no-no. Yeah, there's pictures on their website of a birth.
Oh, God, no.
Yes.
I did the whole baby thing one time. I don't want to do it ever again. Unless it is in a badass, mind-blowing storyline, and then maybe.
I was crazy.
I have about 4 weeks left. The 28th, March 28th, actually.
Oh, God.
So this is her first one. She got to try everything once. We tease her with
everything once.
That's true.
I'm still the SL baby.
Yeah, she's got to try it one time. Okay, wait a minute. I got to show y'all this because this is some beautiful vampire fashion. This is what you call good. And you have to go to Good Sims to find this here business. Otherwise, it's your friend says prim babies are creepy.
Yes, they are.
I do like the one that I adopted. She annoys me, but I think she's cute. Okay, check out that Venexian vampire picture there that I just gave you all. That is some beautiful fashion. You see that right there?
As soon as it loads, I will.
Hang on. I was adjusting.
Hands
not
above
like that. Oh, my God.
Back on him.
Oh, God. That prim baby is fugly.
Okay,
wait
a minute. What picture did I give y'all? Because I'm not looking at that. I have a girl here.
That is an ugly prim baby, but I bet that one's
okay, go down a couple. Go scroll down a little bit.
What the bejesus are they showing? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm traumatized.
Scroll down, please. Forget the birth.
Uh-huh.
Keep going down. You will see a girl who's wearing a beautiful green mask with leaves, and I believe she's a vampire. It's going to be, your scroll is going to be almost literally just before it gets to halfway point. And she's a vampire. That right there.
That is so pretty.
You see that with the green robe?
Well, other than her, I don't like her dress, but other than that, she's really pretty.
Yes.
I'm all muted. I'm talking. I'm like, oh, she's like Poison Ivy.
Yeah, but she's a vampire.
Gorgeous. I love that.
See, what you have here is a designer who understands the way the sim works, who understands, you know, being creative without going too modern because, you know, if this was somewhere else, they'd have slapped the buckle across the breast and see, look at the jewel, the jewel work on
so
the
pretty.
Gorgeous.
Now, I would rock that jewelry right there. Her hair doesn't
look
clean,
though.
I don't like that.
Recently. Oh.
And then you scroll down a little more and you have some slut in lingerie. Really?
Because that's what the girls think. Oh, man, if there was, you know what? I don't want to be like fangirlish and say vampires wouldn't wear that. But I'm looking more at the time period.
It's not about what vampires would wear. It's about the fucking time period. And she's with this guy who looks amazing, other than his bad hair. But the rest of him looks really, really good. And then she's
that's the hair we're talking about. Is that newbie hair?
That is newbie hair. He is rocking
newbie
hair.
Ew, all of them. They got, okay, the guy with the long red hair, I met him. He is an excellent role player. That man.
He needs more hair, though, because that hair is not working.
I believe he be a demon, and he was role playing his ass off. He is stalking this chick in the bar.
Hot.
Oh, does he have this?
Hot.
Yeah. He's stalking her. He apparently raped her while her first
yeah,
night.
Yeah, you were telling me about that. That's...
Yes. And he stalks her. He constantly keeps stalking her. He's saying how he's in love with her since he raped her. She's like, I don't love you. And she can't do anything about it because...
He's in love with her since he raped her?
Yes, but in this world, you know, the vampires and the demons rule. So as a human, she can't say anything. The government will take her, put her away.
That's
so kind of
sexy, actually.
It's some room.
It's, I don't know. It's just that's just kind of sexy to me. I don't know. I think I'm a little kinky.
You think you're a little kinky?
A little.
Just a little bit kinky.
Just a
tiny bit. Yeah. Yeah.
Even
y'all face.
Anyone who listens to the show for any amount of time would know that.
Yeah, I've looked at going into like the dark role play whatnot, but no, I would end up going in there as like some kind of a killer. I couldn't. No.
Totally do
See,
it,
that's,
man.
That's, I did it.
Yeah, and I've done it in another sim. I played a serial killer in a sim before.
I was a serial killer supermodel.
I was a guy serial killer, so.
I was a woman because it was less. You know, they didn't suspect me. And again, since well, they didn't suspect. They don't suspect women of being serial killers, but you know that's true. Usually, when they look for a serial killer, they look for a man. And I made her a supermodel because that would explain why she was always dressed to the nines. Because y'all know I have to be dressed to the nines.
You always do when you're what's it called? Hot.
My oat. It's called oat.
Oat.
Yes, she's been trying to teach me to say that.
Oat. Don't pronounce the H. Just oat.
Good job. Makes me think of like rolled oats or something. I don't know.
Wow.
I just realized we have to go.
Yeah, we do.
Well, let me play my favorite song. Hold on.
I had to start it up.
Since I didn't play it at the beginning because you derailed me.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's really loud. Let me turn that down so we can talk, and then I'll turn it back up. All right, so that is the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen. If you wanted to tune in tomorrow for Ginger and Corey, they'll be doing the news. And then you can listen Thursday for our very raw show where we are just off the fucking wall. Favorite us if you like us. Favorite us if you don't, because, you know, that'll teach you the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And anything you want to say, ladies?
We're awesome. Come support us. We've got our Kickstarter fund starting. Yay! So check
were
it
we
out.
Supposed to say that?
It's no, not live yet. There'll be a PR going out. Yeah, so they'll start. We start to tell them about it. So you guys get your people together. Let's rally together. And we'll see you guys in Second Life. Oh, and remember, tomorrow morning we tell you all about the anonymous arrest. So make sure
that's
you're listening.
That's right. Gotta tune in tomorrow to hear about that.
Yep,
peace
and we're
out.
The only live morning podcast for gaming. Make sure you're listening.